got to do it again.
Well, there we go. From his brand new record, The Last Supper in a Cheap Town. That's almost the title track. Cheap Town. Mr. N.Q. Arbuckle, who is in town tonight at the Times Change High and Lonesome Club. And, wow, even sooner than that, he's, like, sitting right next to me. Oh, but of course his mic doesn't work. Ay, ay, ay. No. How about try real close? No, I don't know. Are we happening? See this? No, this bad microphone. Oh, you know what? You know why? Because of that. There we go.
Hello, Winnipeg.
There we go. See, we're all set up to go next door and play live. But okay. Of course. Well, anyways, here we are.
And how well, great it is to be here, eh?
Indeed, indeed. Well, welcome to Winnipeg proper.
Thank you.
Finally.
We just arrived this morning into friendly Winnipeg.
Wow. And, of course, you've been here, well, at least once before to play, but only three lousy songs. Not that they were lousy songs. They were great songs, but, there just wasn't enough.
Thanks.
But we're going to get lots tonight.
This is why I'm back. I had so much fun that one time.
Wow.
And it was just, we just had the three songs, and I was here just to do that for the Juno Fest.
Yeah.
And so we thought, why not book a prairie tour?
All right. And you're starting it here.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So we get you while you're fresh. Is that a good thing or
unrehearsed,
a bad thing?
Probably is the better word. But, you know, just you wait until Saskatoon when we're on our way home. We're going to be really hot.
Although I hear you're doing a wedding in Saskatoon. Is that true?
Yeah, that's Carolyn's idea.
Ah.
Yeah. Which we were very upset about. No, but it's I don't know whose wedding it is, but I'm looking forward to it. We all brought ties and jackets, and we've been frantically learning Carolyn's songs, and, you know.
Well.
Which have a lot of chords in them, and...
Neat. So, so when you're saying we, is there an actual band?
Yeah.
In tow tonight?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the full band. Our rock setup.
Cool.
Yeah. Without our girlfriends.
Wow.
Who would normally do all the backup singing.
Ah.
So it's just the male choir tonight.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. No, and we just rented a little minivan. We're all ready to go.
All right.
You know. Yeah. Hopefully the stage will fit us. I remember it being quite little.
It's a tiny little place,
yeah.
but it'll be cozy anyways. It'll be.
Is it true that it's the kickoff to the festival?
Well, it is.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
The Winnipeg Folk Festival starting tomorrow, and I'm expecting a celebrity-laden crowd tonight.
Yeah, me too.
So bring your autograph books tonight, kids. It's going to be fun. Well, hey, we've got Miss Carolyn sitting right across from us through the window. Is she ready to go? We can't hear her. She's talking and she thinks we can hear her. But actually, we can't.
Hey.
Is she there?
No, I'm... No, okay. Here, you know what? We're gonna go...
Wow!
Whoa! We've gone next door.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you plenty fine now.
All right.
Welcome, Miss Caroline.
You know, I think that Greg McPherson, the handsomest man in Winnipeg, is going to be there tonight.
Ooh.
G-Mac in the house.
Petition.
This is kind of distorting, but I'm just going to pretend it's not happening.
We'll fix it on the fly here.
Okay. I'm going to play one of Neville's songs.
Hey, cool.
He looks horrified. I hope you don't mind the augmentation. Okay, I'm just going to... It's my favorite song in the world. In another time when I quit smoking and I don't drink as much and my heart isn't broken. And I wake up early and I can see clearly with a haircut and clean clothes, newspaper and coffee. I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna write a letter just to say that I hate you. When my old car and shotgun are registered, when my room is clean and debts paid at the local bar, when the Foggy Mountain Breakdown is not my favorite song, and I do all the normal stuff normal people do just to get along. I tell you how it's gonna be. I'm gonna write a letter just to say that you miss me. Check it out. sun has turned to ice. And I think that you're right. When I am working out instead of drinking all night. And when I don't care and I don't have no more nightmares, and I'm not the loudest drunk at the party in the armchair, I tell you what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna write a letter just to say I think I'm okay. I tell you how it's gonna be.
Yay!
That's handwritten by N.Q. Arbuckle. Oh, I thought you were yawning.
Oh, that was my big crowd noise.
I'm sure glad that I ate that big lump of brie cheese right before singing that song.
What a host, huh? How many radio stations give you brie and wine?
Most of the time they tell you you're not allowed.
Well, you're not really, but the station manager isn't listening, so
right
that's
on.
Okay.
Are you going to play a song?
No.
Oh, you're coming in. You're just coming in. What happens now?
Hey, whatever you want to happen happens now.
Well,
but I should just welcome you to town again.
I can tell that this is going to be the best trip to Winnipeg ever already.
Oh, I think so. Well, it's finally...
Check it out. Already, I got here. Christine Fellows picked me up. Hot. Took me home. Bought me a hula hoop. Took me up for lunch, and we hula hooped in the backyard. I mean, that's already better than seeing the dead body outside the Royal Albert that I do go on about. I'm not going to talk about that anymore, because this is the all-new trip to Winnipeg. This is how it's going to be from now on.
New and improved.
New and improved.
Well, we had a good, fun time last time you were through. At times changed. We finally got a venue for
good.
You.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
Yes. Those men from the D-Rangers, they took me on a van ride.
Ooh, that sounds dangerous.
And I almost fell out the door. Good times. All right.
I want to hear about the dead body.
Outside the Royal Albert. Face down in the planters.
Jesus.
Welcome to Winnipeg.
Friendly Manitoba.
I was staying upstairs.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, you are in town tonight at Times Change High and Lonesome Club.
Times have changed.
They have. and they're improved.
That man that runs that bar, he's really nice.
Mr. Scholes,
John.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty much a genius.
He's a fine fella indeed. Yep. So we'll a shout out to him and all.
It's true.
Now, you've got a brand new record in tow.
I brought it in my purse if you don't have one.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, okay.
I ran out first day for sure.
Really?
I did.
Excellent. A duets record and the first song is me and Neville.
That's right.
And here we are on tour.
And there you are.
Love it when a plan comes together.
So how is it going to work tonight? Is it like back and forth, or is somebody going on before another, or what?
You know, it's day one, so we're kind of using Winnipeg as our Catskills to warm up the act before we take it to the New York that is Saskatoon. So, I don't know. It's anybody's guess what's going to happen. I'll go first.
Well, we'll discuss it over dinner.
We're going to Indian leg wrestle for pole position.
All right.
And then or thumb wrestle.
But there will be duets tonight, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, the brand new record is a whole record of duets. In fact, it's even named as such, an album of duets.
That's right.
And, yeah, you know, that first song you mentioned that you two do together.
Shall we?
It was a great song, and I looked to see who wrote it.
It's my best friend, Jay McLaughlin.
Well, now I checked all my Mahavishnu Orchestra albums, and I didn't see the original version anywhere there. Is it that Jay McLaughlin, or is it
no,
a different one?
No, she's my best friend back home.
Oh, it's a she even.
Yeah.
Wow.
She she made the Hootenanny banner, and she's my spiritual advisor, and she writes really good songs.
It's an amazing song. Like, does she have things of her own out there?
For her birthday, all the ladies got together and gave her some recording time with Tolan, but she hasn't started yet.
Ooh, well, one to look for, though.
I know.
Wow.
She writes really, really good songs.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And,
hey,
any chance of hearing it?
Yeah, let's do it, okay? Right. This will be our practice. Where's your microphone? Are we going to share?
No, wait,
no, that one, number two,
one.
There
we
is it working.
Near your mouth.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to go for some little reverb.
Oh,
natural
yeah.
Reverb.
You're dumb when you're drunk. You don't know how to fight.
If you keep this up, night. You said you like fireworks. Well, I'll give you fireworks. Come on, you coward. Burn my schoolhouse down. Well, I know that it's late and you've had enough.
I'm wide awake and I'm calling your bluff.
You said you like fireworks. Well, I'll give you fireworks. Come on, you coward, burn my schoolhouse down. Don't want a saint. Don't want a savior to thank. You're not impressed. And I'm not that good at being my best. Dumb when you're drunk.
Yeah, you heard me right.
So put up your dukes and I'll punch out your lights. Said you like fireworks.
Good thing we're practicing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll give you fireworks. Come on, you coward. Burn my schoolhouse down, down, down. Come on, you coward. Burn my schoolhouse.
Genius girl.
Not my work in the sticks, but this is Capital City.
Yay, yay. From her brand new record that I have right here, Just Married, an Album of Duets, Miss Carolyn Mark and N.Q. Arbuckle, live in the studio here at CQW 95.9 FM. Well, you know, hey, I got a question. Can you still buy burning schoolhouses?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've been looking for one for a while.
Halloween, though, like near October.
Ah.
Or I don't know. These are the BC rules.
Now, in Quebec, you can get them, but it's only part of the $75 fireworks package.
Oh,
that you can
of
get
course.
On the borders, and that I must say I've purchased a few times.
Oh, in America, also on the border.
That's true.
See, I haven't seen one in so long, I thought maybe they'd made them politically incorrect and, you couldn't get them.
There's burning outhouse as well.
Ooh, yeah. I haven't seen one of those.
Yeah. I'll get you one.
Oh, cool. We should have him here in the studio. That'd be great.
I don't know why you don't.
Well.
Would he kill you?
I think so. Well, hey, you know what? Speaking of fireworks and such, I want to play another song off your record here. And then we can talk about it. Because I have so many questions about it. It's number 3. Do you remember what number 3 is?
Number 3?
Rocket Man.
Amy, honey, I was just talking to her on the phone. Her pussycat died this morning.
Oh, no.
Buddy, this is for Buddy. R.I.P. Buddy.
Okay, well, sorry, Buddy. This one's for you, pal.
I think it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be.
lives look very different today. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Again, from the brand new record, Just Married, an album of duets. That was Carolyn Mark and Amy Honey. And a little thing called Rocket Piano Man. So I'm thinking fermented grapes were probably involved in the creation of that number.
I'm thinking you're going to get in big trouble copyright.
That's what we were hoping for.
Please sue us.
Our first plan was to sue the industry for abandonment. But then we decided maybe we tried to get sued by Elton John and Billy Joel and who's the other one? Oh, David Bowie. Yeah.
Well, they're all listed there.
Well,
as
we gave them credit.
Yeah. Well, they can't complain.
That maybe they'll be like sort of lonesome one night, Googling themselves, and then they'll be like, "I say, I did no song with Amy Honey and Carolyn Mark does an outrage," and then
get my solicitor,
and then it'll make the papers, and then they'll show that picture of us in our matching dink hats, and then the rest will be history.
Now, also listed amongst those guys is Ryan Adams here in the credits.
Well, you know he'd be hanging around waiting, you know.
Well, I was trying to find his part in the song and I couldn't, but it's just...
No, because Elton John, for that year, Elton John was always, you know, pretty much, well, how do I put this, sniffing around?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought I'd throw his name in because, I don't know, he seems like he'd get mad too.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Like he's always mad, so I thought I'd try to, you know...
He'd be the first one, yeah.
Yeah, and then he'd tell the others. He'd be like the, you know, the warning, the death knell.
The canary in the coal mine.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
There's a reason why I'm here.
I know. It's to help with the Tourette's.
So how about the new Ryan Adams record? Have you heard it?
Not yet. I haven't. You know, as much as I don't know. He seems like he might be a bit of a prick. There's some beautiful songs.
Yeah.
He's got some beautiful tunes.
I saw him in Toronto a couple of weeks ago. I wasn't listening. I was with my friends in the back. They looked very good, though.
They looked fantastic.
Yeah.
So you were those guys that the fanatics just hate.
Well, I'm getting back at all the people that go to my shows and do that. You know, Ryan Adams in the back of my show.
Exactly.
Yakking away with his friends.
Yeah. Well.
That's good.
I feel like I got even. Yeah.
I don't mind when people talk at my shows. I talk at everybody's shows.
Yeah. So this record, this duets record thing, are duets like are they being sort of a forgotten art form, do you think, these days? Although I was looking through the new issue of Exclaim, and I see that Sinead O'Connor has a duets record out.
That bald bitch! She does, with whom?
Oh, well, you know, like Bono and the whole crew.
Yeah, but like, remember the Frank Sinatra one? He didn't even go to the same studios as any of those people. They just mailed them.
I'm sure it's the same situation here.
I was actually in the same studio as all those people.
Really?
And other rooms as well.
Wow.
So who are some of your favorite all-time duets? Besides this fabulous record.
Remember that one with Iggy Pop and the gal from the B-52s? That was a good song. Candy, I can't let you go.
You Iggy Pop has done some dodgy duets.
Yeah, it's a bit, but you know, it was a summer hit. What about that John Prine, In Spite of Ourselves? That's a beautiful, beautiful song. It makes you actually believe in true love.
Indeed.
It's all you can ask of a song.
Yeah. Yeah, we got that one standing by. We can even play something off of it.
I'll probably cry.
But you know, I want to play something. It's your pick.
Mm.
We can either play.
I Want You Back by the Jackson 5?
No, sorry. You can hear Rocket Man.
Yes.
You can hear Rocket Man done by Elton John and Ryan Adams. Or you can hear it done by William Shatner.
Please, Shatner, he's my favorite.
All right, coming up here, kids. This is the first Matt playing for us.
Have you heard the new Shatner record?
Oh, yeah.
It's very bleak. It is,
but it's fabulous.
I love it.
Oh, I have a story about him after. But
all right, well, here he comes.
My old friend, William Shatner.
Bill.
Ooh. Bill. Billy.
Pack my bags.
Oh.
Last night, pre-flight, zero hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high. There's a kite by then. My wife. It's lonely out in space. On such a time. And I think it's going to be a long, long time to touchdown. Brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am back home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone. I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown, bring me round again and find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise a kid. In fact, it's cold as hell. And there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all this science, I don't understand. It's just a job. 5 days a week. A rocket, man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out here. Hello. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out here alone. I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be long.
And the car's not running good, and the last station's gone. On the radio, and it's late and dark and cold, and it's turned to snow. And the cigarette lighter warms his face as he rolls down his window to help keep himself awake. Well, back on Laurier, well, she'd dance for him in a beat up apartment to Chris Christopherson with a newspaper hat and a t-shirt to fight the cold, to the dipner to get beer. Well, she'd run across the road and is one for our friends on Tucson. Quiet down, and she kicks off her old shoes and turns the stereo real loud. She moved in with them after roommates threw out, and she had two bags of clothes and a plant and a leather couch, and they painted the walls and moved the furniture around to make a fresh start. And he cooked her dinner, and she bought him beer in the local bar, and she told long stories, and he kicked her ass in pool, and she was working a store job, and he's going back to school. Met on a back porch in a hurricane at a housewarming party somebody had on St. Urbain. It was late and too cold for her to walk alone. He was way too drunk for a cab, so he drove her home, and her head rattled against the window in time to Blue Wing, and he let her off at home and said, hey, I'd really love to see you again. Chill whoppers flapping, it's 4 a.m. and they both got frozen feet, and he drinks his 9th cup of coffee and falls asleep, and she screams, the tires skid, and he reaches his arms out to protect her as they break through the wall of the bridge and disappear into the